Chapter 14. Janine sat in stunned silence for a few moments until Ada wandered back into the room.
Okay, I think I've got that taken care of. My bouncers just handed those three pieces of shit to the police. They're gonna get slapped with a drunk and disorderly conduct charge, so they'll be looking at probation or house arrest at the worst. And some major hospital bills. Shit. Carter, you really fucked them up good.
That was the point. They were bothering those women, and I wanted to teach them a lesson.
Mission accomplished.
Are those three women still out there? The ones I saved?
I closed the bar and sent everyone home, love.
The succubus said, with a shake of her head.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I sighed, and then I sat my furry butt down on the floor. I got the one girl's number before all the shit went down.
Look at you, Carter.
Janine said with a whistle.
Those pheromones are really working wonders, aren't they?
You're not upset? I asked with a raised eyebrow.
Janine and I have been having a little chat. Yeah. We are getting along better, and I'm understanding how things are going to be with you.
How things are going to be with me? I looked at the both of them.
It comes with the territory, Carter.
The redhead shook her head.
If I was going to get jealous that women were hanging all over you, I wouldn't have tried to get involved with a werepanther.
It's not a big deal anyway. I'd be surprised if she even wants to talk to me after everything that just happened.
Why wouldn't she? You're hot, chivalrous, and you saved them.
By turning into a half-panther creature and beating three dudes within inches of their life. I know that's badass to all of us, but I'm not sure how a regular human being is going to respond.
They'll be grateful. Hell, maybe I'll go ahead and fire my bouncers, because I think every woman in this club is going to feel way safer if they know you have their backs.
I can't make that a common occurrence. I don't need half of Cincy's population seeing me turn into a werepanther.
Don't worry about that, Carter. Most of those people were drunk off their asses anyway. They won't remember anything in the morning other than the fact they saw a strapping young man beat up a bunch of creepy pervs. Maybe they saw your eyes and hair shifting, but I doubt anybody will actually make the connection that you're a werepanther. Let's hope not. The last thing we need is more people snooping around our business. I suppose it's back to testing now, then. We cannot move forward with our plan until you have your transformations under control.
I think I found the trigger, Ada, I said with a smirk. I think the transformation occurs when I allow my reptilian brain to take over.
Oh, my dear. Panthers are mammals, not reptiles. It's a scientific term, also known as the basal ganglia. It's the part of the human brain that controls self-preservation and survival, whereas the mammalian brain and the human brain control the things that make us more, well, human.
Basically, I transform when I want to fight or fuck. Just that basic survival aspect of killing my enemy or breeding to pass on my genes. When my regular thoughts and logic get tossed straight out the window, and I act like an animal.
I kind of understand how that would work with the different attacks. But when you were sitting there, waiting on Janine to get out of the shower?
Remember what I was thinking about, though. We had just been ambushed for the first time, and I was worried the OLG was going to keep sending men after us until we were dead. At that point in time, I felt all hope was lost. So what did my body do? It allowed the werepanther to take over. Something similar happened out there in the club, Ada. I was doing fine until I saw just how scared and helpless those women were against those bastards. When I knew I couldn't talk or reason my way out of the situation, and I knew I had to kill them to save the females I found attractive, boom, werepanther.
And what about when the two of you were fucking?
Ada raised an eyebrow and smiled coyly.
Did your animal brain take over then as well?
I mean, yeah. Janine asked me to, fuck her like an animal, so I did.
Naughty, naughty girl.
The succubus clicked her tongue.
I knew it. Okay, enough about the scenarios,
Janine said in a huff. So we think we know what triggers my transformation, I said as I walked through my thought process. Now, how do we use that to our advantage?
That's easy.
The archaeology student shrugged.
We teach you how to control the primal part of your brain. I thought you just said you weren't in control of that. You humans sure are a confusing species. You can't control it, at least not directly. However, there are several exercises you can do to guide it, to kind of point it in the right direction and trick it into doing what you want it to do.
How do I do that? I asked, as I crossed my hair-covered legs and sat up straight.
It's going to sound stupid,
the redhead said with a blush.
Very, very stupid. But scientists have done studies that show it works. Basically, you have to try and calm yourself down. Think, like, the level of calmness a monk has when he's meditating. So you're suggesting Carter just meditates?
Ada asked in a skeptical tone.
Not just that. He's going to need to trick his primal brain into realizing he is in control. That's accomplished by simply rerouting the thought process to things you actually want to think about. So, right now, when danger strikes or somebody starts pissing you off, your brain is still reacting the way it would when that happens to a human. You have to start thinking like a werepanther.
That's a lot easier said than done, especially when there's not really any other werepanthers out there to take me under their wings and show me the ropes.
No. But you can blaze your own path. You have the opportunity to rewrite your own brain, Carter. The werepanther can be anything you want it to be, as long as you have the imagination to think it up and the willpower to make it so. Which brings us to the first step of this exercise. When you think of a werepanther, with its immense powers and all of its abilities, what do you see? I see an agent of death. That is what Bast created them for.
I see it differently, Ada. I guess it's all a matter of perspective.
How so? Werepanthers were put here by Bast to hunt down and slaughter other paranormal creatures. They are literally superpowered hitmen.
You're a paranormal creature, so of course you'd see it that way. But you also talked about how you didn't really believe that because of the breeding aspect.
True.
The beautiful succubus shrugged.
If werepanthers were just meant to kill paranormals, then why are they the only thing that can crossbreed with all the different species?
Exactly. The way I see it, werepanthers aren't here to simply mindlessly kill off other creatures on or below our rank. It's like you hinted at earlier. I'm here to protect innocent beings from the beasts that wish to do them harm.
Innocent beings? There's no such thing, Carter.
Sure there are. Those women out there, Janine, my human form out there in the woods, what did they all have in common? They were helpless, and the werepanther stepped in to save them.
The village in ancient Egypt, too. There were reports of half-man, half-cat monsters that did battle with the other demons.
Exactly, I said with a half-smirk. They weren't terrorizing a small village out in the middle of nowhere. They were making sure the bigger, badder monsters didn't go through and slaughter every single living creature that lived there.
That's a strange way to look at it,
Ada admitted as she narrowed her eyes.
Particularly since succubi and my fellow demons have been terrorized by werepanthers for millennia. Then again, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and I suppose my kind do normally dine on humans, either with soul energy or blood and flesh. Face it, Ada. You're fighting for the wrong side. I don't have a side, love. I simply do what I need to do to survive and make babies with your boyfriend. And right now, that is getting Div out of the picture.
Okay, so I want to be a noble protector. Where do I go from here?
It's going to take some practice. Every time you feel a primitive urge start to bubble up, whether it be hunger or fear or even anger from stubbing your toe against a chair, I want you to think back to your goal. Don't think about how Carter Hatfield would act, but rather how that noble protector would respond.
That's it? Seems way too easy.
It's not. That's why you need to practice, starting the second you turn back into a human.
You know I can't do it on my own, I said, and I winked at the redhead. I need somebody to help me get there.
Do I need to leave the two of you alone? I prefer to watch or participate in the exchange of sexy fluids. Depends. Are you going to keep doubting my suggestions? I never said I was doubting them.
The succubus shrugged.
I'm just curious how an archaeology student knows so much about all of this. You just answered your own question,
the redhead said with a smirk.
Learning about the human brain is like freshman-level stuff. As far as the exercises go, well, I had to learn them myself.
You've reprogrammed your brain? I gasped as the woman approached my stomach.
I had to.
Janine frowned.
How else do you think I could go this long knowing I was a massive failure?
Get the fuck out of here, I said with a wave of my hand. You've got a shit ton going for you, Janine. You're the hottest girl in school, and you're easily one of the smartest.
You're also an asset to have as an ally, and that is not a compliment I give to many. It still doesn't change the fact that my parents didn't want me.
Janine sighed as she hung her head.
That's something that used to cause me a lot of anxiety and doubt. But I got over it!
Even though Janine sounded sure of herself, I wasn't exactly buying it. Getting abandoned by your parents because you were too ugly wasn't something you just get over, even if you've trained your brain to suppress its urges. However, I could tell the topic was making Janine uncomfortable, so I figured we'd circle back to it another time. For now, I needed to focus on retraining my brain. Janine walked up to my furry stomach and then smiled as she looked into my eyes and held out her hand. The brilliant redhead placed her soft, gentle palm against my chest, and her touch felt smoother than fine Egyptian cotton. Instantly, my heartbeat began to lessen, and all the anger and stress in my mind evaporated. Before I knew it, my legs were starting to shrink back to their original size, as was my face. My fur thinned out until it was nothing more than tiny strands attached to my peachy flesh, and the hair on my head returned to its regular cut. Most importantly, though, was the fact I wasn't naked. My shirt and pants were gone, but the black spandex I'd been wearing underneath remained in one piece. "Damn, Ada," I whistled as I looked down at my shorts. "These things are a lifesaver."
"Speak for yourself,"
Ada purred as she stared down at my bulge.
"Some of us enjoyed getting the free peep show." "How did you know these wouldn't tear?"
Janine asked as she looked back over her shoulder.
"Because,"
the succubus answered with a smirk,
"they were taken off the last were animal I killed."
"What? Hold on." I narrowed my eyes as I turned to the dark-haired woman. "Did you just say you killed a were animal before?"
"Well, some of my grunts did most of the work. I just delivered the killing blow. What's the matter?"
That's kind of something you should have told us, like, forever ago."
"Why does it matter? Like I said before, I don't have a side. If it benefits me to kill a were-creature, then I'm going to help kill that were-creature. Right now, though, it benefits me to befriend a were-creature, so that's exactly what I'm doing."
"So, why did you kill him, and what kind of shifter?"
"Werewolf. And it was because he was lurking around the club and taking an interest in a few of my other operations. Sometimes it's best to kill things that look like they might become a problem before they actually become a problem."
Janine and I exchanged a concerned glance, though neither of us said a word. This could complicate things. I knew Ada was somewhat of a wishy-washy ally, but up until now, I didn't think it was to the extent where she'd turn on us. Now, all bets were off. But one thing was for sure. Ada hated Div with a passion, and she wanted me to get her pregnant, so she would be on our side at least until one of those missions was complete. After that, though, who knows? But that was a problem for later, Carter. "So, this is all great advice," I muttered as I tried to change the subject. "But so far all you've given me is advice on how to keep myself in check when I feel myself start to turn. How exactly do I train my brain to make me transform when I want to?"
"The exact same way. You need to train your mind to jump to that primitive place in your brain on command. The obvious way would be to do crazy shit, like put yourself in life or death situations, but that's not exactly a smart choice." "Why not? I think jumping in front of a train to force your transformation sounds incredibly fun." "Because it might not always work in time. If the timing of jumping in front of a train is even a second off, then bam! Carter is nothing but a bloody splat on the tracks."
"Yeah." I trailed off with pursed lips. "I'm gonna just go with training my mind. Where do I start with that?"
"Start where you were when you were back in our hotel room. That was the first time you transformed with just your thoughts alone."
"I'll give it a shot," I said, as I crossed my arms over my bare chest and closed my eyes. I thought about the dangers those men in the library had posed for us, and how they knew exactly where we would be and when. I knew they'd been spying on me for a while, but had they been spying on Janine? Had they been watching her in her most private moments, without her being the wiser? That meant they'd probably been in her dorm room, or watched her while she was headed to the showers, or even while she slept. What the fuck was with these sick fucks? As I thought about the terrible things the Order of the Lunar God wanted to do to us, boiling rage bubbled up from the pit of my stomach. Next, I felt a dull twinge in my side, so I opened up my eyes to see what was going on.
His eyes are glowing.
Ada cheered as she clapped her hands together.
I think you've got it, Carter.
My sight was now beginning to become yellow around the edges, and everything shrouded in darkness on the other side of the office became clearer. Finally, I felt a horrific pain in my arms and legs, which brought me down on my knees. My body shifted as I transformed into my primal self, and within seconds, Janine and Ada were both staring at a werepanther.
Wasn't so hard, was it?
Janine giggled with glee as she bounced up and down on her toes.
Do you want me to change you back?
Depends, I growled. All this changing between forms isn't going to have a negative effect on my body, is it?
It's hard to say,
the redhead said as her smile turned into a frown.
I haven't found anything in my research that indicates either way. Ada?
All the werepanthers I've heard about lived very short lives.
Ada shrugged.
They didn't live long enough to see if there were any long-term effects.
How do you feel, Carter? You've now transformed 3 times today. Have you noticed anything strange with your body?
It hurts like a bitch when I transform. All of my muscles feel like they're being torn apart at the seams, and there's this painful twinge in my stomach and eyes. But once the transformation's over, I feel fine.
Fascinating. I wonder if that's his healing factor, the one that made his bullet wound go away earlier.
That would make sense.
Janine nodded.
Maybe his body is healing itself whenever it transforms back, so all of the pain he should be experiencing from ripped muscles and ligaments are non-existent.
You think the transformation literally destroys my whole body when it happens?
If it is destroyed every time, we certainly don't notice it.
Janine said with a shrug.
And you must not either, or else you'd be writhing on the ground in pain when you turned back into a human.
Do other were-creatures have healing factors? I asked Ada. The succubus, however, simply pursed her lips and looked up to the ceiling.
Yes. Some were-lizards are able to regrow their severed limbs and tails quickly, but the other species can all heal pretty fast, too.
It's not at will, I reminded the dark-haired woman. At least not yet.
Let me change you back, then.
Janine said as she stepped forward.
If you want to get this ability under control, we're going to have to do it a few more times.
The beautiful redhead pushed her glasses up her nose as she approached, and then she adjusted the ripped jeans around her waist with a cute little sachet. Janine placed her palm up on my furry chest, and the softness of her touch instantly calmed my beating heart. I felt my blood pressure start to weaken as a tingling sensation overtook my body, until finally the muscles of my limbs began to constrict. A few seconds later, I was back to being a human in a pair of spandex shorts.
What happens when this cutie pie isn't around? How will you be able to change back then?
I plan on hanging around Carter for the foreseeable future,
Janine retorted with a smirk.
And in the rare instances where I'm not around, well, that's what the brain training exercises are for.
What about when you need to transform in a hurry? I appreciate Carter getting in touch with his inner self, but if you've got a bunch of enemies breathing down your neck, there won't be time for you to sit there and meditate.
The transformation only took like 30 seconds to happen. No men are that fast.
It's not the men I'm worried about, love.
Ada's eyes narrowed.
If we pull this off, and Carter kills Div and takes over Cincy's jewel, there are going to be a lot of deadly beings coming for him. Beings that make the Order of the Lunar God look like Cub Scouts. When that happens, 30 seconds could be the difference between life and death.
What are you suggesting, then? I try to think my protective thoughts faster?
Not exactly.
Ada chuckled, and then she reached into her leather boot. The succubus suddenly came up with a small silver pistol, which she aimed straight at Janine's chest. What the fuck are you doing? I gasped as I watched Ada close one eye. I knew Ada was probably just trying to goad me into changing again, but was she really this fucking crazy? I wasn't ready for this sort of quick transformation yet, and one of us could easily get hurt, or worse. Before I could think for another second, Ada squeezed the trigger. A tiny fireball erupted from the barrel of her gun, and I sprang into action. As I jumped in front of Janine, every muscle in my body screamed in agony. I let out a roar of pain as my muscles and teeth elongated, and that roar instantly turned into the deep, guttural snarl of a panther. Then I landed in front of my lover in full werepanther form and prepared for the impact of the bullet. However, It never came. I felt around my body for any wounds I may have missed, but it was instantly apparent nothing was there. Meanwhile, Ada cackled like a madwoman.
Blanks.
She said, as she waved her pistol around.
This thing is filled with blanks.
Why the fuck do you have a gun filled with blanks?
Janine growled from behind me.
And why the fuck did you think this was a good idea?
I always carry this in my boot, but it's mainly for show. Hence the blanks. As for why I think it was a good idea, well, look at how quickly Carter transformed this time. It was instantaneous.
The succubus was right. When I saw Janine was in danger, I didn't even have to consciously think about transforming, and I turned faster than I ever had. It might have been a dirty trick and completely batshit insane, but it worked.
Well, that's great,
Janine continued to grumble as she stepped out from behind me.
But it doesn't help us much. It's like the train example. It worked this time, but it might not always.
On the contrary, love.
Ada winked at us both.
It helps us a lot. In those situations we talked about earlier, Carter was experiencing actual danger.
I thought I was experiencing actual danger here, I reminded her as I gestured wildly to the gun.
Exactly,
the succubus said with a sly grin.
You thought there was danger, but there was none at all.
I'm not getting where you're going with this.
I do.
Janine trailed off, and then her eyes lit up as she seemed to come to a realization.
That means your sixth sense can be fooled, which means...
I could theoretically trick myself into quick transformations. I finished the sentence as it dawned on me.
With enough training, of course.
Of course. I nodded.
Well, what are we waiting for then? Let's get this show on the road.
The three of us spent the next 2 hours doing everything we could to make the transformation occur. Over the course of the training session, it got easier and easier, to the point where Ada began to use a stopwatch to time how long it took me to go from human to werepanther. By the end of the session, it only took me 10 seconds to transform using Janine's method. It wasn't quite as fast as Ada's technique, but that one was really fucking hard to replicate. Even if it took a few seconds, I still had the most important function down. I could now transform at will. The transformation back was a bit harder, since I was never quite able to do it without Janine's help. But that wasn't a major problem, because the quirky redhead was coming along with us on this journey. Now all that's left is to go after Div, I said with a large grin on my face, while the element of surprise is still on our side.
I don't think that's a luxury we have right now, Carter.
Ada shook her head.
Div is a nosy little piggy, so I'm sure he's got eyes on my club right now. And with all the commotion you caused with those strong, rippling muscles earlier, it wouldn't take much for him to put two and two together and figure out you're here. Luckily for you two lovebirds, though, I have a plan. I can't wait to hear this.
I'm all ears.
Like we talked about earlier, Div won't expect us to go on the offensive so quickly. He's probably thinking you're hiding out and trying not to be found, right?
Right. I nodded.
And he's probably got people watching my club as we speak, right?
Just get to the point already!
Janine grumbled and threw up her arms.
I'm going to march right into his club and confront him,
Ada said with a smirk.
Right through his front door.
That seems counterproductive. I raised an eyebrow at the succubus. Isn't that the exact thing we said we don't want to do?
You don't want to do that, darling. I'm going to do it as a distraction.
It won't be much of a distraction if he decides to kill you right where you stand.
Oh, he won't. Not if I play my cards right, anyway. I'll walk in there, tell him how the big, bad werepanther figured out I was trying to kill him, barged into my club, and then took me hostage.
You think that'll actually work? It sounds...
And how he used his big, thick muscles to pin me up against the wall while he tore my pants off with his teeth. And then after that, how he shoved his girthy, giant cock into my delicate womanhood and ravished me like a wild animal.
I think the first part's enough.
And how, even though I begged him to stop, he just kept
pounding me raw with that sausage log between his legs.
Ada said in an overdramatic tone.
I kept saying, no, no, I'm saving myself for Div. But the brute of the man wouldn't hear it.
What does any of that have to do with killing Div? Are you trying to give him death by boner?
Of course, using my sheer succubus wit, I was able to slip away from my captors. And I ran right to the demon whose love I've refused to requite for centuries. This whole ordeal just made me see I was wrong the whole time.
And that's when you get Div alone, I said, as pride swelled in my chest.
Alone and as helpless as he can be, even though that's still not going to be an easy kill.
I think it may be time to get a move on then, I said, as I stood from my seat. How far is Cincy's Jewel from here?
It's about a 10-minute drive,
Ada calculated.
45 minutes if you try to walk, depending on all the crowds around here.
Do you have any other forms of transportation we could use? We obviously can't show up in the same car.
Not unless you can drive a limo. Since Div's men wrecked my third vehicle, all I've got is my primary limo and my Corvette. But nobody gets to drive that but me.
A Corvette and two limos. How fucking rich was this woman?
We'll take the Hummer, then. That might add an extra element of surprise. Maybe we could even use it to get into the area where his employees usually park. Surely there's a back entrance we could sneak into. See?
Ada pointed at the redhead and gave me an impressed glance.
There's a reason we keep this one around besides her good looks. Div's men have a special garage with access to the back entrance of the lounge. If you can fool his other employees long enough to let you in...
Then we can sneak into the lounge without Div knowing, I said in a triumphant tone. Even if that means we have to break a few skulls to do it.
That sounds like a plan to me, even though it might be a half-cocked plan.
Half-cocked is better than no-cocked, I joked, and both of the women laughed.
Let's maybe get you into some new clothes first. The last thing we need is for you to get pulled over for driving around Cincinnati in your underwear. Wait right here. I have the perfect disguise.
As I watched the sexy, dark-haired woman walk away, I couldn't help but wonder if this half-cocked plan was the best idea. There were a million things that could go wrong, and only a few scenarios where it would go right. Then again, we literally had Lady Luck on our side for this one in the form of Janine. Even then, I was nervous. Ada made this Div guy sound like a powerhouse of the paranormal world. So far, I'd only fought grunts with minor magical abilities, daggers and pistols, and this demon was a full-on sorcerer. But Ada was right. We couldn't just sit around and wait for him to come to us. We had to hit Div soon, and we had to hit him hard. Next stop, Cincy's Jewel. Our target? A deadly sorcerer demon mob boss. What could possibly go wrong?